Welcome to another episode of Two Peas on a Podcast, counting down movies, music, TV, and pop culture, one top five at a time. And now, here are the two Peas, Andy and Gerald.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of five, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M.
What's up, loyals? What's up, followers? What's up, first-time listeners? What's up, whoever you are? Welcome in.
Welcome.
Join us. Two Peas.
I have in a podcast.
On. Ah, you still don't know
I
that.
I still don't know. I mean, is that the name
you
of it?
You still don't know that. You know what? That's little pretty, that's pretty, adverb
that's
or whatever
pretty
it is.
Clever.
It's Two Peas on a podcast.
Okay.
We're did you on. Look at my Hux list?
We're on a podcast.
So look.
Gerald, I am always looking at you.
Gerald's here.
Andy.
Andy's here. The OG Two Peas.
OG.
Are here. Now, you know, frequently you'll hear us giving bonus episodes where we have guest hosts on really every other week or roughly every
you
other
talk
week.
To people.
And then the every other week is me and Andy.
You're fun to talk
And we're here.
You're a lot of fun to talk to.
You are.
I mean, you're a lot of fun to talk to.
I do it
people
because of you.
People love talking to you.
I do it because of you. I mean, I love speaking with you. I love discussing things with you. And we used to do the old show, which was politics and whatever. And now we're in World War III, so I'm glad we're not doing that right now. we might not be here by the time this records or airs. But now we're doing top five shows.
Honestly, so, the vibe's the same, though. Because I just, like you said, I just love talking to you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the vibe's the same. The vibe's
is
the
it?
Same. Yeah, I think the vibe's the same.
I mean,
we're not talking about
with my cat.
The death.
Can we talk about this for a second? So, whatever we get, let me just talk real quick. We're going to get into our top five. Because I know people are like, let's get through this shit. We don't give this victory. You know what I mean? We don't care about this shit. But is it not strange to you that we sit here for like a half hour before we actually start the show? And the minute we start the show, my goddamn cat jumps up here on top of my computer.
Well, cats are good.
Look at him.
Cats
look
know.
At him.
Cats know when you're doing something important.
Look at him. He's
cats
like
know.
Coming
yeah.
over to your head, bro.
Yeah.
What's with like this cat?
Your cat's lonely.
All right. Well, anyway.
Your cat's in need of attention.
Every
time I walk in the door, your cat's like, finally,
someone
will pet me.
Give me
someone
to love me. He's going to knock that whole chair over. All right. I might edit this out and the future crash that you'll hear in the background from my cat destroying something. But what are we counting down today, buddy? Let him know.
Today, we're doing the top five Hollywood hunks.
We are. So now listen.
Yes, this is what we talk about.
Hunks and hotties.
Yes. Are there criteria for our Hollywood hunks? Like, I guess anyone in the limelight?
Yeah, the only criteria that we had was, well, they're famous.
And they have to be
so
hunky.
So they're a celebrity. If they're a hunk, I'm assuming they're a dude. So that's a criteria.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we're doing a female episode next.
Wonderful.
And then we decided to do living.
Living.
So not necessarily actively making
stuff.
Because, I
mean, come on. Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra would be at the top of my
list. Sinatra, Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Elvis.
When we do the female episode, Marilyn Monroe, Sophie Loren.
Nice.
But we went.
Yes. Current.
Living.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, we'll keep it to living because when you say current, I feel like they're all young, and I have some that are a little bit throwbacks.
Most of mine are throwbacks.
I'm going to be showing
my age on both hunks and hotties.
Okay.
But it's weird because it's cool because I'm a little older, and I've grown up with these folks. Like, I've had, you know, a physical and emotional attraction to them. You know, just attracted to their personality, who they are.
Yeah.
And you know, this transcends just sexuality.
And that's interesting.
So many on my list, I'm like, I've loved this person for, you know, 20 years.
That's interesting you bring that up because I was going to ask you, what defines, we'll talk about this when we do the hotties as well, but what defines a hunk for you? What makes them a hunk?
There is an overall, now, attraction has many levels to it. It's not just physical attraction, but it's personality.
Yep.
It's something you just vibe with.
I agree.
And you'll see in my list, it's not just physical attraction because, I mean, I as as a heterosexual male, I'm not attracted to any of these guys, but I'm pulled toward who they are. And I think, wow, you're wonderful looking. You have a great personality. A lot of it is you're a kind person. You seem to do things for the community. You just seem like a good guy. Right. You seem like it'd be cool to hang around with.
Right.
Cool to have a drink with. Even though I don't drink, I drink water. But so I think for me, you know, attraction is multifaceted. And what makes a hunk is someone who's all around a good person and just, you know, also fun to look at. But,
yeah,
you know.
I agree. So I was going over the list with my wife last night, who obviously is a woman. And I said, hey, you know, we're doing hunks. What do you think? Hollywood hunks, you know, and she's.
Did she agree with
you? I'm going to tell you what her pick was, which actually didn't make my list.
Her top pick.
Her top pick. She only gave me one. She's like, he's the one. I'm like, well, he's not on my list. He might be like my number 10, maybe ish. I want to say I put him down at the bottom.
Does he have a similar type? Like when you look at him, like, oh, that's Gerald.
No, God.
Does she have a type?
Are you her type? If so, it's not the guy that she named as her, as her hunk, and I'm in trouble. But what I was going to say is interesting is I was giving her some of mine, and I went through my list, and there was two or three on there that she was like, what? And I'm like, but you don't understand. Like, I'm not physically attracted to all these dudes. I mean, they might be good. Some of them are good looking and would be considered hunks, like, by the consensus. But there's some of my list that I just like because they're, like, funny, they're witty. They're just a good time.
Now, interesting. You know what I mean? That's a good question. You know what I mean? Because you and I are both heterosexual men and we're not sexually drawn to these men, I wonder if that changes the list a bit. I wonder if my hotties list, that
be more sexy.
Physical attraction will be a higher priority.
Probably.
Than with the men, because the men, let's face it, I'm not sexually attracted to any of them, but maybe number one.
I might be a couple of them.
But I wonder if that plays a role here, because I'm a heterosexual male, I can say, well, I'm looking at these totally differently. So interesting. That's fascinating.
Yeah, man. We'll see. I mean, it might be a shorter episode, and the hotties might be a shorter episode as well, because I don't really foresee entering any clips on this episode, unless maybe I'm just, I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. Maybe I'll find something from one of their movies
voices.
Or something.
I like their voices.
I do. All right. So we're going to do our top five Hollywood hunks for the month of February, and we'll be following it up with our top five Hollywood hotties.
Beautiful.
So the month of February, month of love, man.
Month of
love. Let's get sexy time,
brother. It's the month of love.
Month of sexy time.
Five, four, three, two, one.
And here we go.
So, episode 92, Hollywood Hunks. Who wants to go first?
I'm going first this one, and you can go first because you went first last time.
You want to give your hunk. Interesting that you're jumping all over the hunks right out of the gates. But go for it. What's your number five, Andy?
Number five, if I had a type, this would not be my type. This hunk is not my type. However, he has such a good personality, has such a cool story. Everything he's in, I like. Honestly, if he ran for president, I'd probably vote for him. I'm not even going to give his name because his name's not important. We call him The Rock.
Oh, okay.
Now,
I was like, you're going to have to give me this name, brother.
But what Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Johnson.
But The Rock, because I mean, he's one of those big, burly kind of. And I don't think if I was looking for a man to date, I don't think that's my type.
You don't think so?
I like more of the skinny intellectual, you know, and you'll see that as we move along. But I can't deny what The Rock is. I love everything he does. I mean, of course, I mean, look, physical prowess. I mean, have you ever seen Jumanji, the remake that he did?
Yeah. Well, I didn't see the new Jack one that
Black
just came out, but
Jack Black is playing a woman as a man as Jack Black. And he looks at The Rock, he looks at Dwayne Johnson, he goes, that is a whole lot of man. And that's what The Rock is. I'm like, that's a whole lot of man.
That's it, brother.
Love the new tattoos. Loved him as Maui in Moana. The Rock is just a cool guy. And I just want to hug him. I want him to pick me up. Ooh, if I was drowning, and that was cool because he was in the remake of Baywatch, I would want him to save me. If he picked me up in his arms,
as a lifeguard.
If he picked me up in his arms and I laid my head on his chest, I'd feel safe.
Rock's a good one. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's a good one. He's a funny dude, man.
And he's funny.
Have you seen him on SNL? Just hilarious.
Yeah, he's got it all, man.
He's funny. He didn't make my list, but I did think about him for the list.
You have thought about The Rock, haven't you? You've thought about him.
I did think about The Rock when I was compiling my list, let's put it that way. But he did end up making what is ultimately my top 10, but that's a good pick. He was on my Entertainers of the Decade.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, he's a great action star, and he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, I do.
And he knows what he's doing.
And he's got, like I said, he's got such an inspirational story. If you hear how he, you know, he wanted to be a pro football player, and then he didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. He finally got into wrestling. He became, like, the wrestler of that decade, of that time, and just a fan favorite. And, I mean, he has maintained almost that humility. You see this sense of, I enjoy what I do. I'm humble. I mean, I've never met him personally, but he seems like a cool guy.
So,
number five. That's my number
five. That's your number five. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Good pick, man. I thought about it, but he's not on my list. So far, no. I was going to ask if you think we're going to have crossover. Probably a couple.
One,
probably a couple.
Two. Two, almost for sure.
Probably a couple. Yeah. All right, so my number five is an actor that I do like a lot, but he's still kind of early in his career. He's only been in the quote-unquote limelight for a few years.
Okay.
He just seems like such a cool dude. There was rumors flying around last year that he might be in the running for the next James Bond once Daniel Craig is done.
Daniel Craig, love Daniel Craig.
Which, by the way, is another possibility for this list. But anyway, it's an actor named Idris Elba.
Oh,
and I
yes,
okay,
yeah.
So he
sexiest man of the year, people.
Actually, yeah,
sexiest
he won,
man
right?
of the year.
He
last
won.
Year.
That's right. Yeah. So there yeah. he has that
great
form as
voice.
Well.
Man, that voice.
It's just cool.
I want him
man.
To call me on the phone and just talk to me.
And I mean, if they're gonna do, if they're gonna do the first like black James Bond, I mean,
that's
who's,
it.
Who's better? I mean,
where's he from? Because I want to say his original when he hosted SNL. I didn't
London.
Know. He's English. Okay, because I've only seen him on shows where he does a quote American accent.
Right.
So yeah, he's English.
He's got a new Netflix series where he plays like a DJ, which is cool for me. I only watched the first. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay,
but I only watched the first couple.
Right.
But I liked it so far. And then he was in a lot of the Marvel movies, particularly that Thor's featured in because he's like the gatekeeper.
Yes.
Guy or whatever.
Yeah. He sees everything. He right, sees right. What's his name? I forgot what they call him, but he's like the eye of that whatever that mythological town is. He sees basically everything and sees beyond time.
And then I just want to tell everyone
that
if you're a if you're a fan of cinema, go over on Netflix and watch a movie called Beast of No Nation. One of the best Netflix original movies ever, if not the best.
Beast of
and
No Nation.
It's a, I mean, it's a tough watch because it's a pretty serious subject matter, but he plays kind of the villain in that role. And what was so cool about it is he does that thing where it's like a villain that you sympathize with.
Oh, I love that.
So
I love that.
You kind of like the villain throughout the movie, but you don't want him to succeed, but you kind of pulling for him at the same time.
Oh, I love it.
It's a really weird dynamic, but that was one of his early roles. I want to say that was a 2017 film, Beast of No Nation, but check it out on Netflix. Anyway, Idris Elba is my number five Hollywood.
Wonderful.
There we
Wonderful.
Go. So we got starting off with The Rock and Elba. I love it.
Four. My got? Number four is interesting. I've loved this guy forever. I mean, he's so cool. I love. He's English as well. I love his accent. I'm talking about Hugh Grant. Now, Hugh Grant, nice. You're going to notice my nice. Age in this list. I mean, I
Hugh
like old.
Grant.
He's probably what? He's probably upper 50s,
it.
Early 60s now.
He's probably just 50s, yeah.
But I mean, everything he does. I'm a big fan of the movie Love Actually. He plays the prime minister. Yeah. My mother, one of her favorite movies of all time is Notting Hill. He does a little bit of everything. He does a lot of romantic comedies. But I mean, just the way he talks. I just want him to talk to me. He's just, and he's so funny and quirky and just like style. He oozes style.
Yeah, sure.
Like the way he walks, to me, Hugh Grant is, if I was going to date a man, he's like the model of the man I date. So you can tell he's smart, sophisticated, just cool. I want Hugh Grant in my life.
I feel that, brother. But be careful, don't meet him in an alleyway. Do you remember that?
But the,
what was that? It was like 20 years ago, right?
20 years ago, I think he got soliciting
a
hooker.
He was getting a prostitute, bro.
But check it out. Boom.
It's okay.
How cool is Hugh Grant? He transcended that and did movies afterwards.
Yeah.
Still, does his popularity dwindle at all?
Just for a couple years, but I mean, he came back.
Yeah. It's Hugh Grant. He's like, whatever. I'll just get a prostitute, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, right. He went on the news, and as soon as his accent hit, they're like, oh, we forgive him.
Yes, that's okay.
You're fine. It's Hugh Grant.
The cop pulls him over. He's like, oh, so you were soliciting a prostitute? You know, oh, I'm so sorry. It's okay. It's okay. You're so cute.
You're Hugh Grant. Yes. I've seen Love Actually. You're fine.
I'm so sorry. I was just in the alleyway, and I just thought,
you know what? That
young
is
lady
a,
obviously saving up for college, and I thought,
right. I thought, I did not see that coming, brother.
Hugh Grant, man.
That's a good one.
You're going to be surprised by a lot of my picks.
So you got
maybe not.
So some of your dudes in diapers? Some of your guys?
Most of them. Honestly.
Right.
I mean,
no, he's right.
He's done
some stuff recently.
Honestly, though, when I was making the list, I could tell, like, okay, like, I have locked onto these guys years ago, and no one can beat them. No one can beat them.
All right, so my
The Rock is probably the youngest guy on my list.
That's cool. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then, well, he's not too old. He's probably mid 30s. Yeah. So, all right, here we go, guys.
Like
so,
men.
My number
like
four, let's see. Now, this guy, if we had done this episode last year, like this time last year, he probably wouldn't have been on my list.
Really?
But one of my favorite movies of the year came out in 2018 was what I would say catapulted this guy to make me a fan of his.
Okay.
I didn't dislike him or anything. He just wasn't like on my radar, like one of my favorite actors or anything like that. But when I'm going to go ahead and tell you who it is and then I'll tell you why. It's Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. I love Bradley Cooper.
So, you know I'm talking about Star is Born.
Yeah.
So, that's what
I
really
love
catapulted him into my fandom. So, you know, Star is Born was just an amazing picture where not only was he the star, good-looking star, playing like a kind of a washed-up country western singer, but he was the director in that film. And he it's told through music, and he sang the songs himself. He went to a voice coach to learn how to basically
and really sing. Good. When it comes on the radio, I mean, it's hard to believe it's him.
I mean, obviously, Lady Gaga killed it in that film as well, and she was a big part of it. But I just love that movie. His character was so tortured. He sold it to me. He got nominated for Best Picture that year, Best Director. He got nominated for Best Acting Performance that year, just across the board in 2018. I've always liked him from way back on Wedding Crashers when he played Sack. He was the prick.
I've never
fiance.
Seen
Wayne. Oh, you didn't?
You know,
so I he felt, was Rachel yeah, McAdams yeah. like prick fiance,
really?
And the villain kind of.
Because he can do everything. Have you ever seen? I fell in love with him. Silver Linings Playbook.
That's a good one,
dude. Silver Linings Playbook
and the Hangover films, bro. I mean, come on, that's what made him famous. Yeah. The Hangover movies, what made
dude,
him
that's
famous.
That's pretty. Old.
That was like 2012-ish,
dude.
I think.
Dude, well done.
Remember how I was talking about putting in clips? I think I'm gonna have to put in a clip from Wedding Crashers. He's just fucking hilarious in that. He plays like the prick frat boy, you know, and it was like probably his first, forgive me if I'm wrong, but it's definitely one of his first movie roles.
Yeah.
But I've always liked him, but when I saw Star Wars Born, I was like, this guy's got something, man. I mean, he's singing, he's directing, and he's acting.
Yeah.
A film that I like a lot that wasn't as popular, Limitless, he was in.
I didn't see that one.
You know what I'm talking about, though, where he took the pill and he could basically do anything?
No. Yeah. I've never seen that.
He kind of discovered it on accident and then kind of ended up abusing it.
The beautiful thing about A Star Is Born is it's so tragic.
Right.
His story. I mean, you meet him in the twilight of his tragedy. He's already been an alcoholic for a long time. His hearing's going. You know, he has a very strained relationship with his brother because his father was an alcoholic. And his brother blames his father for making him one. And, you know, he's like, you know, a Garth Brooks type character,
right,
where he's been a popular country singer for a long time and people just love him. But it's so, like, his story is so tragic.
It really is.
And he plays it so well.
And what's cool about Stars Born, I didn't mean to get off on a Stars Born review here, but what's cool about it, it is one of my favorite movies of the decade, though, is that story that you're talking about is very tragic and he's on the decline. And then you have Lady Gaga's Ally, who's on the rise.
And they meet at that
and
cross.
It makes you wonder from a human perspective, like, could I support my significant other if my life's fucking falling apart?
Ooh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they need me to support them, but I can't because I'm just too crushed by what's happening in my personal life. So it makes you wonder. And I felt like he really embodied that emotion and that kind of tortured, like, battle he was having.
Yeah, because he wanted her to succeed.
Right.
But he was also, you could tell he was a little jealous.
Right.
But also judgmental. But I mean, in his own way, just trying his best to support her.
Yeah. You know?
But I mean, it's just amazing. That's
all
good.
All right, so
good.
Bradley Key's not on your list?
No, he's not.
Sorry, so Bradley Cooper's my number four. What's your number three?
My number three. Oh, man, this guy, I've loved this guy for a long time. He's a class, once again, you're going to see, I like older men, I like these sophisticated guys. He's a class act, an activist. Him and his wife just do so much good in the world. I'm talking about, you had a drink with him, George Clooney.
Yeah, he's on my list as well.
Clooney is my number three. Back in the ER days, he became kind of a Hollywood hunk. He's probably been the sexiest man alive, I'm sure, a couple times. I fell in love with him in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which is one of my favorite movies.
Yep,
he's
talked about before.
He's hilarious. And, oh, man, I thought you were interested in those charges. But everything George Clooney does, I love.
Yeah, me too.
Once again, he's a class act.
Also a good film.
Check it out. Okay. I'm going to tell you, this is how good he is. This is also Steven Soderbergh, but this is how good he is. Ocean's 11 was made just so popular by Frank Sinatra and the gang.
Sure.
George Clooney comes around
and
does it better.
And now it's Clooney's.
And does it better. George and Brad and those
Danny
guys.
Ocean.
But George Clooney as Danny Ocean. You're like, okay, this guy can rival Frank Sinatra, which is saying a lot.
You know, and in that vein, what you're making a good point that is true is that they almost reinvented the Rat Pack, brother.
Yeah.
Just in the Ocean's 11 franchise
alone.
I mean,
if there was a new Sinatra, I'd say George Clooney's up there.
Yeah,
he's on the list.
He might not be able to sing.
He doesn't sing, but
acting
he doesn't have
wise,
to.
Yeah.
And he's just his presence. You said you didn't meet him. Did you talk? You talked to him, sat down?
Yes,
sir. You had a drink near him?
I've told this story before, but Clooney is a cool dude, man. I mean, obviously, we see it on film and on TV.
He oozes cool.
But, I don't want to give away too many details for anyone's. I don't want to, you know, say any names or anything, but there was a restaurant in downtown Charlotte. And at the time, my sister was dating a guy that worked there. And he was just like a server there. And it was a fine dining establishment. So it was the kind of place where, as a waiter, he would have maybe three or four tables a night, you know? And he would get, like, you know, anywhere from $50 to $100 tip off each table. Mm. It was just easy, you know, because it was like, you know, three-course meal. And they brushed the crumbs off the table for you, that, like, that kind of shit. And it was in downtown Charlotte. And I believe, I want to say it was in Statesville or Gastonia, which is a town close by. They were, a film was in production called Leatherheads.
Yeah.
Which is not one of my favorite Clooney films. Mm. But it was being filmed very close to downtown Charlotte. And Clooney went into this particular restaurant. Again, I don't want to name it. Went into this particular restaurant late one night when they closed, or somebody went in for him. You know, said, "Hey, you know, I got George Clooney out here. We just shot some scenes over here. I want, you know, want to get some drinks or whatever." He said, "Cool. We don't want to go to a bar that's open."
Yeah, of course.
So of course the manager's like, "Fucking yes,
yes, bring Clooney like, in.
I'm here for another hour. Yes. I don't give a shit what you guys do. Come on in here." So, my sister's boyfriend hit her up, and we lived together at the time. And said, "Hey, George Clooney and some people that are working on this movie are sitting Clooney's at the bar here right now. If you guys want to come down here." So we went down there.
Of course we went down there.
We knew the manager, so he didn't give a shit, you know. Yeah. And we sat on the other side of the bar and literally kind of did like the stalker thing where we just kind of like watched him drink.
Look at him drink. Look at him drink.
So me and my sister are sitting there. And we were picking up her boyfriend. So we kind of made it like we were there for a reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I will say on the way out, I did the fanboy thing, and on the way out, I did shake his hand. I said, "Hey, man, it's so cool to see you. I'm a big—" I can't remember what I said. Yeah. I said something really stupid, but I was like, "So cool to see you. I love everything you do.
Big fan."
You know, whatever. And oh, and he had bought me and my sister a drink as well. I forgot to tell you that. Yeah, he's like, "I'll take care of their drinks," because we were the only ones in there. It was me and her, and then him with like three dudes that I didn't know that I assumed worked on the movie.
Yeah.
And people that worked there. That was it. It was a very, very cool experience. It was only about 15, 20 minutes, but yeah, it was really cool. Oh, that's cool. So I got to see George Clooney, you know, 10 feet away. So
George Clooney. That's my number three, George Clooney.
I got lost in the story, but yeah. All right. Clooney. All right, so my number three.
Okay.
Is ironically, and I didn't want to mention it a second ago because I was going to be mentioning it now. Ironically, I can't believe this, is the gentleman that starred in Leatherheads with Clooney.
Oh, I love him.
John Krasinski.
I was just going to say that. It's weird when you mention Leatherheads. I was like, oh, by the way, I like the other guy who's in there.
Yep. So I'm glad you did.
Oh, he's just cool, man.
So
and
now
funny and awkward.
Yeah. So we were talking earlier.
In a good way.
I can't remember if it was before or after we started recording. It may have been on the pre-roll, but we were talking about how some of these entries were not necessarily like just drop dead sexy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not physical reasons.
Yeah.
Not saying he's ugly, but to me, it's more like just his kind of like witty,
mm-hmm,
especially on The Office, man. Like, I know you said you're not a huge fan of The Office, yeah, but it's one of my favorite TV shows. And his portrayal of Jim on that show, mm-hmm, is one of the greatest sitcom characters ever, in my opinion. And his love relationship with Pam, I mean, Jim and Pam is an all-time.
Yes,
I mean,
I've heard talk of Jim and Pam.
It's right up there with Ross and Rachel, man. I mean, mm-hmm, it's like everybody just knows Jim and Pam, you know, from a sitcom love perspective. And then his banter back and forth and kind of feud throughout the course of the show with Dwight is just priceless. So that's really where I fell in love with him. And now, you know, he's on the Jack Ryan TV show, so he's all buff.
Yeah.
He also directed and starred in one of my favorite movies of the last few years, A Quiet Place. Which are doing a sequel
to. I saw that pretty recently. That I really enjoyed it.
I did too, yeah. And they're doing a sequel to that. So he makes me laugh. He can obviously do the action stuff if he needs to.
Yeah.
He can buff up and do that. And then he's, I mean, come on, man. He's released one of my favorite genre, horror, in the last few years.
And so directed it.
Krasinski's awesome. I also had a really good buddy named Patrick. I still do, but I just don't see him enough anymore. We used to work together at the other spot, the pizza spot, in Durham. And he reminded me a lot of Jim from The Office.
Yeah.
So whenever I see John Krasinski, I immediately think of my good friend Patrick.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, so it kind of reminds me of a good buddy of mine as well. But yeah, John Krasinski.
Dude, well done.
Number three. I guess I just kind of accidentally said that I have a crush on my buddy Patrick, but whatever.
Vicariously.
I think he knows.
Yeah, he does.
If he's listening, he's not going to be surprised. So John Krasinski, my number three, might be a surprise to people, but you know, I love him. And when he did A Quiet Place, it's like, all right, you're solidified. You're on my hunks list, brother.
My number number one and two could, I mean, they could go either way. I love them both. Number two, I've loved him forever. I love everything he does. I think he is absolutely gorgeous to look at. He's done action. He's done comedy. He's played crazy. And I like the way he plays crazy, because he plays crazy in a way you can tell that this pretty boy, quote, pretty boy, doesn't take himself too seriously. I'm talking about the one, the only Brad Pitt.
Hey, more crossover.
Love Brad Pitt. 12 Monkeys. I mean, Fight Club. He's just...
It's the best.
First of all, as far as the physicality is concerned, I'm going to be... What's it called? I'm going to be when you're thin and
creepy.
You're... creepy. What's it called when you just like people for their looks? Shallow.
Shallow.
I'm going to be shallow for a minute. As a physical specimen of a human being, there is no one who looks better than
Brad Pitt. Man. Did you see...
Take your shirt off and I'm like, holy... Yes.
Did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he's like, I want to say he's like 52
and
or
he's
three
aging
now.
Like a fine wine. He just gets better looking with age.
There's a scene, and again, I'm sorry, this is getting to the physical kind of weird side here, but there's a scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which actually is in the trailer, if you may have seen it, where he's working on the antenna on this roof, and he takes his shirt off, you know, in the California sun or whatever, and like does the whole thing, you know, and I'm like, wow, I might be gay. This is
exactly
this is doing something for me.
But I think, I mean, as far as in the vein of Hollywood hunk,
sure.
I think Brad Pitt is the one on my list who epitomizes Hollywood hunk. Like I said, he can play crazy, he can play funny, he can do anything.
He really can.
I just love him. I mean, come on, Fight Club, his iconic character in Fight Club as the alter ego of Edward Norton's character. Edward Norton's an amazing
Edward
actor
Norton's
as well.
Good too, yeah.
But I mean, he's just amazing. Like you want, like once again. He's obviously kind of a psychotic villain in that movie. He's psychotic, but you want to listen to him. You're like, I'll go to Fight Club.
Right.
And I don't like fighting, but I'll listen to this guy.
It's much like how sometimes the Joker will make sense to
you. Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, I get it.
Number two is Brad Pitt. I love the guy. He's amazing.
Well, we had a ton of crossover here for my top two. So do you want to
these were the two. George Clooney and Brad Pitt were the two I knew would crossover.
So I'll tell you the order, but those are my top two. Do you want to give your number one real quick?
You go ahead and give me both of yours, and then we'll do my
number one. So you already mentioned my number two is Mr. George Clooney.
George Clooney!
And I had a nice little story a second ago about when I met him in person. I should look up the year on Leatherheads. It's probably been 15, 20
Do you remember
years.
In Ocean's 11 how he orders his drink? It's not probably what makes sense to our listeners without the hand motions, but he says, can I get a whiskey and a whiskey?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that
whiskey
now.
Whiskey and a whiskey.
I do remember that now.
He just looks at the guy and goes, whiskey and a whiskey. Oh, man!
It's just everything he does in those movies are cool. So cool, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned ER, which is where he kind of started.
Yeah.
Actually, Roseanne. He was a recurring character on
Roseanne.
So, you know, and he always had like the salt and pepper thing going in his hair, you know, and he just oozes like class. He's just a classy dude, man.
Yeah. And you can tell, did you see when he was interviewed, my next guest is, but David Letterman, did you see?
I didn't.
Yes, that's an amazing interview. That. He's just a cool guy and he's such a giving person and he seems to be very, especially his wife, very into world activism. He's just cool.
Right. I mean, he knows he's got it made, brother. You know, he's Hollywood royalty. Yeah. He knows that's a big deal and he takes it seriously and knows it's a privilege. We covered it on the old show a few years ago, but I remember hearing a story at Christmas time when Clooney invited like 20 of his closest like friends over. And I'm not talking about celebrities. Mm-hmm. I mean, there may have been some, but it was just like people that lived in his neighborhood that he, whatever.
Yeah.
And knew his wife or whatever. And they all came over for like a Christmas party. And when they sat, it was like a dinner party. And when they sat down for dinner, they all had $1 million gift in front of him. It was like 20 of them. And he gave them $1 million for Christmas, each one of them. Do you remember we covered that?
Yes,
I remember. I saw it on like BuzzFeed or something. I was like, what do I have to do to be fr-? I've met him. If I had gotten my in back in 2000 when I met him, I could have gotten him $1 million from Clooney a couple years ago. This is unbelievable.
But I mean, what's more valuable, $1 million or a friendship with George Clooney?
Definitely a friendship with George Clooney, but I didn't get that either.
If I'm not going to have either one, I'll take the $1 million.
I walked out the door, man. I had my moment. You know, I probably would have gotten arrested, though. I probably should have kept my distance like I did.
You want to have a drink? I mean,
anyway, so Clooney is just the definition of class to me. He's just a very classy dude. I do love all of his work as well. I mean, all of his acting performances. And Ocean's 11 is just one of my favorite heists. Just stories.
Oh, that's great. That's
wonderful. I know some of the other ones get shit on. Even Ocean's 8 with all the women that came out last year, I liked it. I don't know. I just like that series.
12 and 13 were okay.
Yeah, I just like seeing those people together.
But as far like Ocean's 11 with George Clooney, it's perfect. From beginning to end, the movie is flawless. And that's rare. That's rare.
I agree.
Rare.
All right. So, well, you know my number one. So let me go ahead and give it
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. So my number one is Brad Pitt.
Bradley Pitt. You have two Brads on your list.
Bradley Cooper. Yeah. So Brad Pitt, I mean, you already talked about it beautifully. I mean, he is an amazing actor, brother. Mm-hmm. And I think finally this year, as we're recording this, actually, when this comes out, we'll know because the Oscars air on February 9th. So I want to say this comes out after that. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, he's going to win the Oscar this year for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Really?
I never
saw the movie.
It was Quentin Tarantino. Yeah. So you should check it out. It's awesome. I mean, the last act of that film is one of the best endings in cinema last year. Just a great climax, the last like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, and it centers around Charles Manson.
Yeah,
in the 60s, 1969, in the movie in Hollywood. And Tarantino's got this really cool knack for like rewriting history.
Yeah.
And he did it in Glorious Bastards, where he rewrote what actually ended up happening to Hitler. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Jesus
Christ, bro. Every time we bring up this movie, you're like, no, I haven't seen it. So I won't spoil it for you.
I'm
but anyway,
a busy guy.
I won't spoil. I know. I won't spoil it for you. But he rewrites Hitler's fate.
Something about milk. There's milk in it.
Well, that's Hans Landa. But yes,
give me a glass of milk.
But he rewrites what actually happens to Hitler, and something fictional happens to him in the movie. He does the same thing with Sharon Tate and Charlie Manson in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And the last act, and when that comes to fruition, is awesome. Brad Pitt. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio is great in that movie too. Which, by the way, missed my top five. He was in the...
Leo. Leo's wonderful.
It's top of my head, but...
He's a little too young looking for me. Like, he has a baby face.
He doesn't really age.
Like, he has like this... But I'm not attracted to that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I don't like children.
I'm glad to hear that.
But you know what I'm saying? I like...
You have to be at least 12 before you turn my head. You
know I like an aged look.
Yeah. I feel that. But anyway, Brad Pitt, I mean, we could go on all day. I love him. He also is another classy one, but he's very funny. You know, where Clooney, I would say class. Yeah. Brad Pitt, I would say charisma.
Oh,
just so charming,
good
brother.
Good words.
Just so charming. And one thing I wanted to mention that I was going to talk about during my piece, that's why I didn't bring it up earlier, is how you can know Brad Pitt's a cool dude. Think about this for a second.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Is all of his exes love him. Jennifer Aniston just had a holiday party where she invited all these celebrities over, and her and Brad Pitt were in the center of the photo with all these and they, you know, they're obviously not together anymore. Yeah. I mean, they're still friends.
That's because you can't hate Brad.
He's still friends with Angelina Jolie.
You can't hate Brad.
I mean, it's like...
You can't hate Brad.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, he's a cool dude. It's like...
Yeah, whatever.
If you don't like me, whatever, that's you cool. know.
Hey, I've decided I'm leaving you for the maid, but it's like, no, it's okay. Can I help you pack?
It's all good. It's all good. Let me carry that out to your car for you. So Brad Pitt's my number one Hollywood hunk, brother. I love him. You know, Pitt and Clooney go together. So it's kind of like 1A and 1B.
Yeah, it is. You can't have just one of them.
What are you going to do? All right, so that just leaves us to reveal your number one, buddy.
My number one will not surprise anyone. I fell in love with his voice first. I was working in a pizza shop in Chicago. I was walking around and the song kept coming on over and over again. And I was like, I remember asking someone, I was like, who is this?
Right.
I've always loved Michael Jackson, and this is the first one after him that captured me in the same way almost. The song was Like I Love You. The artist was Justin Timberlake, and someone said, yeah, that's the guy from NSYNC. I was like, get out of here. I bought the album Justified, and I fell in love with this guy's voice. And then I saw, you know, his albums kept getting better. I saw him live a couple times. When he dances, I am just enthralled. I mean, it's not like there are better singers out there. There are better writers out there. There are better dancers out there, technically. But the way he does those things is what compels me. He seems very humble. He seems very, he's very funny when he has a great relationship with Jimmy Fallon. Every time he's on SNL, he's just a funny,
goofy. Yeah, the two of them together
are great.
He's
a funny, goofy guy. He's got a great relationship with Ellen. Everything Justin Timberlake does, I love. I don't want to ever meet him. I met him once. In another pizza shop in LA, made a fool of myself. But I don't want to ever create a relationship with him because
you wouldn't know what to do.
So I'm a super duper JT fan.
That's cool.
You are a what's it called? Taylor Swiftie.
Tay
Swiftie super fan. But Justin Timberlake, everything he does is magic. You know, his albums keep getting more interesting and better, and his falsetto voice, the way he moves, the way he dances. Like, if he's one of the guys, every time he comes to town, I will spend my last $60 to get a ticket.
So now what's interesting is, I'm not surprised it's your number one. Yeah. I'm not surprised, like you said.
However, that's what I was asking about the Hollywood. Like, he's taking it on a Hollywood
Well, he's an actor.
But yeah,
I
consider him a Hollywood, you know, guy.
Well, that's why I want to kind of defend myself in advance, because I didn't think of Taylor for my hotties list.
Yeah.
Should I?
I don't know.
I mean, that's an obvious number one. Yeah.
I mean, Justin's probably done more acting.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, let's face it. He's a singer and a dancer. I mean, he's an artist.
Right, but he's a good actor.
Did you ever see,
he was an Alpha Dog. Yeah. He was in Black Snake Moan.
Oh, he's great.
He was in, what's the one with Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
Primarily,
he's an artist. He's one of those guys who's just good at everything. Yeah. But when you see him perform on stage, you realize that this is where you belong.
He was in Social Network as well.
He
was a prick.
He played the Napster inventor.
Yeah, Sean Parker.
But Justin Timberlake, you're amazing. I love what you do. Keep doing it. You're a gift to the world.
Yeah, he's not listening to this.
Yeah, he might be. You never know.
I highly
doubt
it. If he didn't listen
to Carmen, may know Justin and reach out to him. By the way,
if he didn't listen to our JT episode, he's not listening to this.
Beautiful. But Justin Timberlake, like, you're amazing. I love your music. Keep up the good work.
All right, I like it, brother. So that you got to wrap up in your head there. What's your top five again?
Oh, sorry, number five, The Rock. Number four, Hugh Grant. Number three, George Clooney. Number two, Brad Pitt. Number one, JT. tea.
Love it. My top five Hollywood hunks were Idris Elba, Bradley Cooper, John Krasinski, George Clooney, and Mr. Brad Pitt.
Idris Elba sounds like a bone.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like.
What happened? I got Idris Elba. Like tennis elbow? I got Idris Elba.
That's our Hollywood hugs. That's a pretty nice. I mean, we cross over on Pitt and Clooney, but I mean, you kind of have to, bro. Those are the two hunks.
Especially with our age. Right. I think if you got two 22-year-old men doing this.
Yeah, they would probably wouldn't do it, yeah.
But with our age, I mean, George Clooney and Brad Pitt define a generation for us.
Sure, I agree.
And I mean, he's like, I'll say it again, he's our Sinatra.
I agree.
You know, because I love Sinatra.
They're the Rat Pack, bro. But they're the new Rat Pack.
But Brad and George, I mean, they're timeless. They're timeless.
And now you're throwing Leo in the mix because, you know, Leo and Brad are all chummy now because of Once Upon a Time.
Hey, Leo's cool.
Those three together, I mean, come on, bro.
I love Leo.
All right, so you want to do some honorable mentions? Did you have any?
I got a few. Who's Aquaman?
Jason Momoa. He was also in Game of Thrones.
Rock beat him out as far as my big hunky guys. Okay, gotcha. You actually mentioned our current 007.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig's on my list. He's really cool. Hey, Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Adam Driver. Sure.
He's on my list as
well. He was on my initial list. I think he's all. I'm attracted to him more. Again, not physical necessarily, but I'm attracted to him more because he's such a good actor, man. Have you seen Marriage Story on Netflix yet? That's
a new one.
It's on Netflix. You and Becky should check it out. It's a great
one. It's actually a movie. It's about two Catholic priests or two Catholic monks. I don't know if priests or monks. They actually go to Japan to rescue somebody. Is that what it's called?
Silence. Yeah.
He's amazing in that.
He's a good actor.
And the guy, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, he's awesome too. Actually, he could have made this list too. Yeah. He's a great actor. He's in Social Network as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are a few of my honorable. Oh, and Gerald, of course.
Of course. Here's what would have rounded out my top 10. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Deadpool.
You know what attracts me to Ryan Reynolds? I mean, of course, he's fun to look at, but he is absolutely hilarious. Yeah. Will Smith, same way. Good looking, just absolutely
funny.
Hilarious.
Just so funny.
Will Smith
so charismatic.
He should be on my list.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Also for our age, but that's a good one too. Because when we were growing up, my number seven would have been Bill Skarsgård. And my wife said, Who? When I told her.
What?
Bill Skarsgård is a famous brother because his dad and his other brother, Alexander, are also famous actors. But he played Pennywise in the It series recently.
Okay.
The Killer Clown. But he's a good looking dude. I got a problem.
Same.
You know, I got a problem. Same. I'm attracted to murderous clowns. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What does that say about me?
My number eight is Michael Myers. Just the mask.
Just anyone wearing the mask. My number eight would have been Timothée Chalamet. My favorite young actor working in Hollywood, brother. Again, I'm attracted more to his acting chops and what he's able to do for me on screen. I just saw him in Little Women, the new Little Women adaptation that just came out. He's in that. He's in a film I love, Call Me By Your Name. He was in a film on Netflix this year called The King, where he plays King Henry. He is, in my opinion, of course, but he is the best actor like under 30 working today, in my opinion. My number nine, here's another one that my wife was like, hunk? Bill Hader. Do you know Bill Hader? He was on SNL. He's on a show called Barry this year.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to look him up and show you a picture to make sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's kind of funny looking.
He is funny looking. He was in Trainwreck. I love the show Barry on HBO. He was Fear, the voice of Fear in Inside Out.
Oh.
But I love Bill Hader, man. So he's
interesting.
He's definitely one of mine. What was that? My number nine, right?
Yes.
And then my number 10 would have been Ryan Gosling, which is my wife's number one.
I love Ryan Gosling.
So I was saying, you know.
He's cool.
My wife only mentioned one. That was the one she mentioned.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling.
There's a movie with Ryan Gosling and who's the main guy? Steve Carell.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Dude, that's
good flick, man.
Amazing movie. And
good
he's
flick.
Just
I agree.
Wonderful on that.
All right, so we're going to head over to social media, guys, and we're going to open up the suggestion box. What's in the box? Speaking of Brad Pitt,
hey,
there he is. That wasn't him, though, guys. That was me. All right.
In case you were wondering.
I asked for some shout-outs online, and we got quite a few. So I'm going to go through them because in the same post, we have hotties and hunks.
It's interesting because people love hunks. Look at this. Look at all the feedback.
They do.
Look at all the feedback.
So I'm going to go through and get some hunks that we got shout outs here for. Travis Crawford over on the Facebook fan page. Here's his five hunks. Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Tom Selleck, Sam Elliott. It's a good one. And Harrison Ford. We didn't mention Harrison Ford.
Speaking of age, goodness gracious.
Wow, I think Travis is 90 years old.
That's a great list, though.
But it is a great list. Actually, we crossed over on a lot there. Harrison Ford, we didn't. Han Solo, man. Come on, dude. Why? I can't believe you dropped the ball on that one, brother. You mentioned Kylo Ren, though. That was good.
Young Patrick Swayze.
At least you didn't say Vader without the mask on.
Vader without the mask. The white wormy one.
That's not a hug, bro. Joey Mills over on the Facebook fan page, a recent guest on the show. I love Joey. He's only got two. Here's his two hunks. Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, ho.
I mean, we're talking.
Thor me, please.
We are talking. Give me that hammer, brother. Yeah. We're talking.
Dude, yeah.
We're
talking. He's amazing.
And his other one's Daniel Craig, which we talked about. 007.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really, I don't know if he makes my hunky list, but Robert Downey Jr. I love Robert Downey. His personality.
You didn't mention him, and I thought you were going to.
It's his personality. I'm not pulled toward him.
I think he got some shout outs on here. Yeah. I think this was a sarcastic list, but I love this dude, and he shouts us out every week, so I'm going to mention it. Okay. His five are Chris Farley, Artie Lang, John Candy, and Fat Elvis.
Okay,
I think he's kidding.
Okay,
but that's Matt Lewinsky.
Maybe he's just attracted to humor.
And I told Matt, I was like, I'm starting to think you're not taking the suggestion box seriously.
But this is sacred.
Yes, yeah, this is a real show, Matt. No, thank you, Matt. He's a trip, man. I love that dude. And then Carmen, the aforementioned
Carmen.
By the way, we mentioned this on the pre-roll. Let's mention it on the main show. We have a brand new patron to the show.
Well, Carmen.
And her name is Carmen Signe. And she is awesome for giving us money for whatever the reason. I don't know why she's doing it, but she's giving us money.
Friend of Justin Timberlake.
So here's her hunks. Daniel Craig. Cillian Murphy. I like that one. That's He's another kind of weird looking dude, but he's so sinister that you're kind of like, kill me. Okay. He played the Scarecrow in The Dark Knight.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I love him.
Tom Hardy. We didn't mention Tom Hardy.
Interesting.
Speaking of The Dark Knight, he played Bane.
Ooh.
And
Thomas.
Mad Max Fury Road. Mm-hmm. So Tom Hardy's a good one. Tom Hiddleston, Doctor Strange.
Ah, no, wait, ooh.
Is that Doctor Strange? No, that's Cumberbatch.
That's Cumberbatch.
Wait a minute, is that Hiddleston?
I'm attracted to his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Well, then who the hell's Hiddleston?
Mr. Cumberbatch.
Hold on, let me look up Tom Hiddleston.
He's so English.
I can edit this out if need be.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ridiculous because I thought it was Doctor Strange.
No, Doctor Strange is Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, it's not. He's Loki.
Oh yeah,
Hiddleston's Loki.
Hiddleston.
What the hell's wrong with me?
Hiddleston,
I thought he was Doctor Strange. Cumberbatch is.
What if they started a boy group called Hiddleston and Cumberbatch?
And then she's got Idris Elba. Sorry, Carmen. I had a brain fart as to who Hiddleston was. Idris Elba and then Jason Statham. We didn't mention Jason Statham. That's an action dude right there.
Yeah.
That's like this generation's Bruce Willis.
He's a little too dangerous to be hunky. Like if he came in mind, we're like, ah.
Yeah, I feel like I'd just die being near him. You know. Let's see, Patrick Sherwood. Gave us some great hotties, but his hunks are a little questionable.
Mm.
He's got Don Knotts from
Don Knotts,
Andy Griffith Show.
I love Don,
and he's got the dude that played that was in the Evil Dead series. I can't remember his damn name for some reason. Hold on a second, I gotta look up all these quote unquote hunks. These guys over on the page. I'm so glad they love us because I'm like wondering if they're trolling
Don
here.
Don Knotts.
You know, Don from the Andy Griffith Show.
I love Don Knotts. He's wonderful.
But he mentioned the Evil Dead guy. What's his name, dude? I can't. Bruce Campbell from the Evil Dead series. Okay. And he was in the first Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know.
Who was he in the first Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, it was like a side character. He played one of the dudes at the paper or something. No, he was the guy at the host at the restaurant. When he goes in the restaurant to propose to Mary Jane, Bruce Campbell's the like manager or the host is the front desk.
Okay.
Anyway, I think he's trolling me. I think Patrick Sherwood's trolling us. But thank you for the feedback, Patrick. And then a couple more. David Powell over on the Facebook page.
David Powell.
Says Brad Pitt, especially from Ocean's 11.
Yeah, Brad.
I agree.
With the tattoo that pops out right underneath his sleeve.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then he's got Chris Pine. We didn't mention him. Ooh, Chris Pine, especially with the beard, he says.
Ooh, yes.
Jude Law.
Jude.
We didn't mention him.
That's classic English actor.
Captain Marvel this
Love
year.
Jude.
And then he's got a name that I can't pronounce. I know exactly who he's talking about, but I can't pronounce it. Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us. The dad from This Is Us.
Oh.
And he was in Racing in the Rain this year. How do you say his name? Do you know his name? Milo. It's just Milo. Yeah. I don't know how to say his name.
Milo's
he should have changed his name for Hollywood. Why didn't you figure that out? Nobody wants to say Ventimiglia.
Another great voice.
I can't say
who plays Kevin on This Is Us? Mm-hmm. I think he's a hunk.
Oh, he is. Yeah. I don't know his name, though.
I think he's a hunk.
Let's see.
He's got that cool unshaven look. Like he always looks a little sweaty, which is not
right. And then I gotta be honest with you. I'm surprised we didn't mention this one today. Yeah. But Toni VandenBush over, I love saying her name, over on the Facebook page has got Keanu Reeves.
Keanu,
can't believe we didn't mention him.
Ooh, love Keanu.
Neo, we didn't mention Neo.
I like about Neo or Keanu is that he doesn't look like he doesn't look like he has to try to be amazing. Two, he doesn't look like he actually tries.
Right.
He always looks like he's amazing. He always looks like he just woke up.
Molly Lewis over on the Facebook page says Clooney, Matt Bomer, Idris Elba, Sam Elliott, and wait for it, Al Pacino.
Pacino.
Yeah, nice. I think she might be showing her age too. Those are all pretty. Those are all throwbacks. All right, then we'll just do a few on Twitter. Let me see if there's any that were not mentioned yet today. We got a lot of shout outs for hotties on Twitter, but let me scroll
through. They like the hotties on Twitter.
For hunks, Jameson Rabbit over on Twitter says his hunks are Adam Driver.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there
yeah,
you go. Kylo Ren. Yeah. Give me the lightsaber, brother. Oscar Isaac, Tom Hardy, and RDJ, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
There you go. I knew we got to mention. Gidget Von LaRue, good friend of the show. She'll be on the show very soon. We're going to be discussing our badass movie women soon with her.
Yeah, I like her, badass women.
Her hunks are Clive Owen. That's a good one.
Okay.
Ray Stevenson, John Hamm, we didn't mention.
Ooh, nice.
He's another funny one. From Mad Men, you know John Hamm.
Oh, yeah.
Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
He's a good one, like when he goes on SNL, too. He did this whole thing with Michael Bublé on SNL, where it was John Hamm and Michael Bublé, and they ran this restaurant, and all they served was ham and champagne. It was called Ham and Bubbly.
Nice.
Classic, brother. I don't know why it cracks me up so much, but it does. And then I think that might be it for hunks. Oh, Matt Lewinsky, we were talking about earlier. Love this dude. Yeah. He said Andy and Gerald.
Hey,
and that's the order that he put it on there, and I said, wait a second, I'm number two.
Yeah,
but I guess compared to you, I guess I am.
Well, he likes us because he only hears us.
Yeah, if you can't see us,
we have sexy voices.
If we put our picture up there, it's a different story.
Like, ow, no.
And then the last one I'll mention, because I do love this guy, and he didn't get it mentioned by anyone else today. Pint O Comics over on Twitter says Timothy Oliphant. You know who he is? He was in the Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix this year, and he was in Deadwood. He was an actor. He's an actor that was also in Scream 2.
Interesting.
I'm going to look him up and show you his picture before we sign off, because I do love this guy. And I think he's one of those that I'm attracted to because he's so cool.
Oh, I like.
But there he is. Check him out.
Oh, yeah.
You know him, right?
Pretty cool.
Do you know him?
I like him. Yes.
Yeah. So that's him. So Timothy Oliphant. So that's our last shout out. Guys, thank you so much for the feedback. So that was our top five Hollywood hunks.
Hunks.
Andy, anything you want to say to these hunks before we sign off, brother? Give us your final thought.
I'm feeling pretty good. Okay. To be a hunk is not just about how you look. It's about how you carry yourself. It's about how nice you are, how you treat other people. It's about confidence, knowing this is who I am. I am thankful for who I am. And, you know, work with what you have. Like, walk with it. This is what you have.
That's right.
And walk with it. So being a hunk encompasses the entirety of who you are. And you are a gift. So give it to the world.
I love it, brother. Andy, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy your Christmas gift I gave you there. I'm going to go think about these songs for a little while I use the restroom. Don't ask any questions. I'll be back. Be back momentarily. Andy, thank you so much, man. I'll see you on the next episode, which will be the flip side. We'll be doing our Hollywood
Top 5 hotties. Hollywood hotties.
And stay
this
tuned.
Is a very hot time, bro.
It really is. All right, Andy, I'll see you next time, brother.
All right, brother.
Thank you for listening. Two Peas is an independent podcast. We rely on donations from our executive producers in order to release new content weekly. We would like to give a special thanks to all our current producers, Kathy Ross, Dan Brennick, Caleb Brownlee, Justin Esquivel, Paul Chomo, Carmen Signy, and Daniel Henderson. If you would like to become an executive producer and help us continue to release great content, please visit 2peasonapod at patreon.com or check out the show notes for this episode. Again, thank you for listening.